6 million people have been affected by COVID-19 and 300,000 have lost their lives. In spite of this, there is hope. Over 2 million have recovered, and now more than ever, people in Kenya have had to put into practice what Water Mission has been teaching all along. Part of what we do when we go out to provide clean water is wash training, and that is water sanitation and hygiene promotion with the objective of improving community health and well-being. For a very long time, we have been monitoring the behavioral change, and it has been quite gradual. But the fear of contracting COVID-19 has, however, pushed the communities into enforcement of the implementation of the healthy hygiene practices that they had been taught.
We are in a mission of providing safe water with love, excellence, and integrity. And during this season, that is what we've emphasized by ensuring that our staff are safe, ensuring that our work environment is safe, ensuring that when we go out to the field, the communities that we interact with are safe, even as we disseminate COVID-19 information and safety measures to the remote villages around Kenya. Water Mission recognizes that a single organization cannot be able to bring down a crisis like the one we are facing now. And in doing so, we sought to partner with the county government to be able to respond quickly and to be able to harmonize the efforts.
We want to say that all this raft of measures we cannot do as a government alone. Today we are happy for Water Mission for having come in to chip in to make sure that our people in Trans Nzoia get clean water, they are able to wash their hands regularly. And we are very happy to all the partners. For today, we are very happy for Water Mission through the Paul Jude Jensen Foundation for the support they've given us as a Trans Nzoia County Government. We are very grateful. We are also very grateful for the water that even before the pandemic, you had already drilled several water projects in Trans Nzoia that were supplying clean and treated water to the people of Trans Nzoia. So we are very grateful and we are thankful for your support. And we are even saying even after the pandemic, we still welcome the Paul Jensen Foundation, that we continue working together so that we make sure the health of our people is secure. And we want to say thank you very much, and may God bless the good guests that you've shown us today, and let's continue partnering together.
Wash your hands, stay safe.
Hello, stay home, stay safe.